Chapter 1, The Mathematics of Survival, The 1% Rule. The cornerstone of professional risk management is the 1% rule. This rule states that you should never risk more than 1% of your total account equity on a single trade. Why 1%? It comes down to the math of drawdown recovery. If you lose 10% of your account, you need an 11% gain to get back to break even. If you lose 50% of your account, you need a 100% gain to recover. If you lose 90% of your account, you need a 900% gain just to be where you started. By risking only 1% per trade, you can endure a losing streak of 20 or 30 trades and still have the capital to continue. In the Frameshift ecosystem, we prioritize staying in the game over catching the moonshot. Chapter 2, The Art of Position Sizing. Most beginners think that if they have $1,000, they should buy $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. This is a fatal mistake. Your position size should be calculated based on your stop-loss distance. The formula: position size equals account risk amount / distance to stop loss. For example, if you have a $10,000 account and risk 1%, $100, and your stop loss is 5% away from your entry, your position size should be $2,000, $100/0.05. This ensures that if the market hits your stop, you lose exactly $100, regardless of how much leverage you use. Chapter 3, Risk-Reward Ratio, RR, the Probability Engine. A professional trader can be wrong 60% of the time and still be wealthy. How? Through a positive risk-reward ratio. A standard R. R is 1:3. This means for every $1 you risk, you aim to make $3. If you take 10 trades with a 1-to-3 ratio and only win 4 of them, total losses: 6 trades x $100 equals $600. Total profits: 4 trades x $300 equals $1,200. Net profit: plus $600. Despite losing the majority of your trades, you are highly profitable. This is the secret of the world's top hedge funds. Chapter 4, Stop Loss Placement, Protecting the Trade. A stop loss should never be placed at a random percentage. It must be placed based on market structure. 1. Support and Resistance. Article 1, place your stop just below a major support level. 2. Balling your bands. Article 2, use the outer bands to identify where the price is statistically unlikely to go. 3. Fibonacci. Article 5, place your stop just below the 0.786 retracement level. A stop loss is your invalidation point. It is the price at which your trade idea is proven wrong. Once it is hit, you must exit without emotion. Chapter 5, Advanced Concept, The Kelly Criterion. For those looking for a more aggressive but scientific approach, we explore the Kelly Criterion. This formula helps determine the optimal size of a series of bets to maximize the long-term growth of your capital. It considers your win rate and your average R. While risky, understanding the Kelly Criterion helps you see that trading is a game of probabilities where the house, you, can only win if the math is in your favor. Chapter 6, The Psychology of Risk, Emotional Equilibrium. The hardest part of risk management isn't the math, it's the execution. When a trade is in red, the human brain experiences loss aversion, a biological urge to hold on to a losing trade in the hope that it will turn around. This is how small losses turn into account liquidations. By predefining your risk before you enter, you remove the decision-making process during the heat of the battle. You become an execution machine, not an emotional gambler. Chapter 7, Risk Management in the 2026 Crypto Market. The 2026 market is characterized by flash liquidation events. Because so many traders use high leverage. A 5% drop can trigger a cascade of liquidations. Use hard stops, never use mental stops. The market moves too fast for you to react manually. Diversify. Even within crypto. Don't put everything into one sector, e.g. all meme coins or all L1s. Stablecoin reserves. Always keep a percentage of your portfolio in stablecoins to buy the blood in the streets. Chapter 8, The Anti-Fragile Trader. Becoming anti-fragile means that you get stronger when the market gets chaotic. You achieve this by 1. Cutting losses quickly, small failures. 2. Letting winners run, large successes. 3. Maintaining a low time preference. The ultimate risk management checklist. 1. Calculate account risk. How much is 1% of my current balance? 2. Identify the invalidation point. Where is the chart telling me I'm wrong? 3. Calculate position size. Use the formula. Don't guess. 4. Set the exit strategy. Both stop loss and take profit must be set at entry. 5. Review the trade. Did I stick to my plan? Regardless of the outcome? Conclusion. Respect the math. Trading is the only profession where you can do everything right and still lose money on a single event. However, over 100 trades, the math will always prevail. If you manage your risk, you give yourself the most important thing in trading, time. Time to learn. Time to grow. And time to let the power of compounding turn your account into a fortune. Manage your risk. Or the market will manage it for you by taking your money. The final edge lies in your execution. When you have refined your risk parameters and your strategy is locked in, the last step is choosing an environment that protects your capital as much as you do. Optimize your risk management by trading through our main swap hub, / start swapping your assets seamlessly. Where professional-grade infrastructure ensures that your mathematical edge is never compromised by poor execution.